Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ. Good morning and welcome to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Grahn. With me in the studio here today are two gentlemen to talk to us about a program happening in Fairbury in March. Good morning, you two. How about you introduce yourselves?
Good morning. Steve Walters. I'm on the board of the Livingston County Historical Society here in Pontiac area.
And Roger Kutzner, board of Livingston County Historical Society, as well as Livingston County War Museum.
Well, thanks for joining us today. Now, can you tell us a little bit about this program happening in March?
Yeah, on March 19th at the Dominie Library meeting room, there will be a special Prairie Lands Foundation meeting about both the cultural landscape of the past and the people that walked about, the plants that were here, how the biodiversity changed over the years in the last 12,000 years or so. So it's going to be a real interesting program in several areas. It's not just a one topic day. So it's going to have a dual purpose day.
Now, who wants to tell me who's going to be featured speakers for the day? Because I guess you guys have some big names coming in, right?
Yeah, Roger and I are both friends with Dr. Mike Wyant. He was the director of Dixon Mounds Museum down near Lewiston and Havana area. But Mike is also the interim director of the Illinois State Museum. So he's got a lot of experience as an anthropologist, archaeologist, cultural history and prehistory, and actually the artifacts, things people find when they're farming. And in the older days, when they millboard plowed their fields, arrowheads, weapons, even occasional burials when roads are being widened, et cetera. So Mike he's one of those guys that he's got kind of an Abe Lincoln type of storytelling technique. He's very good, and everybody just loves to sit and listen to Mike talk. He's a very good speaker, so that's one speaker.
And he grew up in Normal, Illinois.
Right.
I always tell everybody he's the only normal archaeologist I've ever known.
Very good point.
Very good. Also at the conference is Mr. Bill Handel, and he's a plant ecologist and a biologist who will talk about medicinal plants and wetland ecologies and different aspects of managing the biodiversity that we do have. And we've got, Fugit Woods in the area down by Fairbury and some great environments for a primarily agricultural part of the state. We do have some great natural areas. So between the natural area management and conservation and the historical, prehistorical history of our area, I think it's like going to a doubleheader baseball game. You're going to get two things for the price of one. It's free. It's open to the public. You do need reservations because there's limited seating, but Sarah Hostetter from Pontiac is circulating brochures in a lot of places. I'm sure you could call the library in Fairbury and get details.
Now, with all this coming up and with the two of you being a part of the Livingston County Historical Society, I'll ask you, Roger, what are you looking forward to most from this presentation?
Well, mostly what we really looking for here is people to bring in artifacts for it to be identified. That way we can tell who's living where and when.
Oh, wow. Because I know we've talked about this before, either Steve, either you and myself, or when Bob Sear came in and talked about looking for artifacts. Have you guys had a lot of luck with that so far?
Well, let me back up a little bit. Every year when Dixon Mounds Museum was open, they would have an identification day where you could bring in anything you found in the ground or anywhere, artifacts, fossils, even some rock samples that were, anything, but mostly Indian artifacts. And you could find out how old they were or are, and who made them perhaps, and if you know where they were found, that's even better information. So that's always, Roger and I, you'd always go down for that every year. And what this means is if you have a box of Indian artifacts from days gone by when the plowing was deeper, and you could bring those in and learn all about them, what you had on your property or the property that these things were found on. To me, that's what Roger and I really get excited about, those kind of things. But I also was a biology major in college, and the habitat management thing is a big deal nowadays. Waterways for erosion, waterfowl, You know, I think everybody misses the days of when pheasants were so numerous you saw them every day. But now with farming right up to the roads and some of the tree lines and windbreaks and things that have been taken out, we don't see as much of that. So it's a movement towards getting back to a little better management of the ground we have, especially near waterways is where animals tend to migrate through according to where the waterways are, and there's more food supplies around those. And it's going to be a great day. I think the Prairie Lands Foundation is just trying to get people together with some common interests and maybe a chance to learn a few things to get to the next level.
Well, I'll ask you two, and whoever knows the answer can go ahead and answer it. Of the artifacts that people bring in, which ones are most common in the area?
Well, that's the reason for this program. The biggest problem is people think pick it up and think, oh, it must be over 100 years old, which the majority of material found here is at least 6,000 years old. We have, it's a little rarer to find the 2,000-year range and a little rarer to find the 1,000 range. And in fact, the historic range, there's probably only one artifact from the historic tribe area time that is found here that so far, and it's in the courthouse at this time. But I was looking at a lady's collection, and she said, some people tell her that some of this is about the time of Christ. But at the time, there was this Dalton Point laying in front of me, which dates to 10,000 years old.
Wow.
So I thought, well, this is 8,000 years B.C.
That's insane. What are some of the most rare artifacts? I'm talking things people found in creeks or under in the dirt or wherever. I mean, arrowheads, those are a little more common in this area, and different kinds of plant fossils. What are some of the most rare things you've seen come across that people have brought to you?
Well, there was a big Morris knife found back in the 20s down by Fairbury. It's about 8 inches long. And that's very uncommon.
What was it, did you say?
Morse, M-O-R-S-E, Morse knife. It was named after someone who named
Dr. Morse.
Dr. Morse, who found one, evidently. And sometimes that's how you become famous. You're the first one to find something.
Wow.
The oldest pieces we see are the Clovis points, and they're about 12,000 years old. That's 10,000 B.C. Those are rare. There's how many?
We have about six registered.
Livingston County. There's been about six found, and also we say arrowheads, and that's a misnomer. These are points. These are so big you couldn't put them on an arrow. They'd fall to the ground in 5 feet. They're called points. Actually, that's the accurate name. Now there's other stuff out there. There are game pieces. There are wooden axes that were used to chop wood. There are
banner stones.
Banner stones, there, which we don't even know what those were used for. So there's a lot of pottery out there, pieces, unfortunately.
Now, getting back to this program, you said March 19th, right?
March 19th is a Saturday, yes.
Okay. If people don't have artifacts to bring in, can they just come in to watch and listen?
Certainly. It's not just about the artifacts. As I mentioned earlier, this is a dual purpose event. It's educational primarily. I'd say that would be the main reason to come. If you just have an interest in any of this stuff, come to a library is a place you come to expand your mind and your knowledge. And this is certainly fitting that Prairie Lands has worked with the library to do this, because it's an in-person type thing with displays. There'll be some artifacts there. There'll be people that are experts in these areas, and they'll have presentations to make. So it's a book in 3D, basically. You're going to get the whole package. And I'm pretty excited about it, that this is hopefully something we could, you know, see happen every year. It'd be great.
We don't always have a lot to take down the Dixon Mounds. We go every year, but we just go to look, too.
Yeah. We go to look, see what other people bring in. See, that's the fun part about this, if you call it a hobby or an interest, is you learn by what other people have collected. And some of it's going to be exactly like what you have, but then there's going to be stuff they have that's totally different. And with the lack of deep plowing that we do now, you mentioned earlier, creeks and riverbanks and things like that are about the only place you're going to find things unless you look in people's closets. There's a lot of old farmers that have coffee cans full of this stuff, for example. And this is just a continuation and a chance to come together with other people with that kind of an interest in these things.
Well, thank you very much. We've been talking with Steve Walters and Roger Kutzner about a big program happening at Dominey Memorial Library in Fairbury, March 19th. I want to thank you guys so much for joining us today.
You bet. Glad to be here, Cindy. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Community Forum. I'm Cynthia Graff for Classic Hits 98.9 WJEZ.